Available via iTunes or go to heart.co.uk. This is Heart Showbiz. On demand.
Okay, well, Emma, first of all, welcome to Heart.
Thank you.
It's really good to see you.
You too.
Now, I get to talk to you quite a bit, so I thought a really good way of doing this was actually to ask your fans to pose the questions.
That's great.
Okay,
perfect.
So are you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay, first of all, Charlotte says, I get scared by the Harry Potter movies and have to hide behind a pillow. Do you ever get scared on set?
I get scared of Ralph Fiennes. I think he is the most incredible actor. Like, incredible. And he has this amazing presence, and you kind of think he's quite scary.
Obviously, he plays Voldemort.
He does. The scariest character in all the books. So, yeah, no, definitely.
Connor wants to know, was Rupert a good kisser? Or was it weird kissing your mate?
It was very weird kissing my mate. It's not even that he's just my mate, he's like my brother. So it's really weird, extra weird. But putting that aside, he was a very good kisser.
Now, Ginger Boy asks...
Ginger Boy?
Yeah, so that's what he put his name as. I don't think it's his real name. But
cool.
Do you find red-headed men attractive in real life?
Yeah, I think Rupert's very handsome.
He's got a lot of women who really fancy him.
Yeah, oh, totally. He's looking good. He's totally, definitely, definitely.
Good, good. Kaylee wants to know, Emma, if you had to choose between Ron and Harry in real life, who would you choose?
Ron.
Really?
Yeah, I know. I know you don't believe me, but I think I'm quite similar to Hermione, and I think that a Ron-type character in my life would be good for me. He's very chilled out, he's very funny. You know, I think it's so nice to have someone in your life that makes you laugh. I think, like, that's such a valuable quality.
Very much so.
Yeah.
I mean, I was talking to Daniel, actually, and saying if you gave him advice on girls, and he was saying he's actually given you advice on boys.
He has. He does, regularly.
Is he good with advice like that?
Actually, he is. Yeah, he is good. He's very good. Yeah.
Sarah asks, there's an Emma Watson on Twitter. Is that you?
No. I don't have Facebook or Bieber, any of these things.
Nothing at all?
No.
Stephen asks, can you do anything weird like roll your tongue?
Ooh, what's rolling your tongue? What, like where you just...
Like the
is that it?
Mm. Yeah, you
yeah.
do. Yeah, you can
okay,
do it.
Cool. Yeah,
that's cool. I don't think
I
it's weird.
I discovered that. I didn't know that before.
Oh well, you learned something today.
I can roll my tongue.
That's good. Inayet wants to know what your favourite meal is because her 4-year-old wants to invite you around for tea, and if you go around, you can have it.
That's so sweet. My favourite meal. I'm a big lasagna fan. I like a lasagna. Nice lasagna, bit of salad.
Scarlett wants to know if you have a nickname that your friends call you.
Oh no, I don't want to tell it to you.
Go on, is it really embarrassing?
It is really embarrassing.
Just tell me.
My friends don't call it to me because if they don't, I get really annoying, but people call me Watty. Watty?
Watty?
Yeah. Emma Watson, Watty, I don't know. Or just Watson, as in Watson from Sherlock Holmes. People who like me call me M or M's.
You're okay with that?
I'm okay with that.
Okay, that's good. Angela wants to know if you go home to Oxford much, and do you have a favourite place to go?
Yes, I love Oxford. Ben's Cookies in the Covered Market.
Cool.
Brilliant place to go. Love being on Corn Market. Great street for shopping. Love going punting. Very good Oxford. I could go on forever. Oxford rocks, basically.
This is very sweet. Henry asks if, when you're older, you want to be a mum. Because he thinks you'd be a great mum. And if he was little again, would want you to be his mum because you're very pretty.
That's adorable. How old is Henry?
I assume he's very small. Otherwise, he's 28 and has a problem.
That's really sweet. Oh, I'd love to be a mum. I really love to be a mum. Definitely. And, you know, if I ever get to that age, Henry, I would love to adopt you. You sound super cute. Super cute.
Well, let's hope it's not 50.
Yeah, let's hope not.
Emma, it's always a pleasure talking to you.
You too.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks very much.
Take care.
Bye.